How many business owners do you know that brag about never needing marketing because they get all their business from referrals? Yeah, we all know at least one, and maybe you're one of them. But look, I get it. Referrals are great. They're warm. They're high converting. They stroke your ego because someone liked you enough to send you business. But let's be real for a second. Depending solely on referrals is like relying on gas station sushi to keep you fed. Sure, it works sometimes, but would you bet your future on it? In my experience, I find that if you really want to build a predictably scalable, stress-free business that grows beyond seven figures, you cannot rely on referrals alone. Today, I'm going to show you why, and more importantly, how to build a revenue engine that puts you in control of your growth. But before we dive in, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss another episode. I drop these knowledge bombs weekly, and trust me, you don't want to be the last one to figure this out.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Podcast. Here's your host, Michael Buzinski.
Welcome back, Buzzworthy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Buzinski. You, my friends, can call me Buzz. And today, we're tackling a mindset that keeps way too many businesses stuck in the feast or famine cycle, better known as the referral-only growth model. And if you've ever said, I don't need marketing, I get all of my business from word of mouth, buckle up, because that mindset is costing you more than you think. See, here's the thing about referrals. They're incredible when they happen, but they're also random, uncontrollable, and completely dependent on other people's timing. This means you have no control over when referrals come in. You could go 3 months without a single lead and then suddenly get three at once. That's not growth. That's gambling. Now, I know some of you have built well-oiled referral marketing systems, strategic partnerships, incentivized introductions, even referral networks that reliably bring in business. And don't get me wrong, that's a solid revenue lever. But that's just it. It is a lever, not an engine. It still relies on external factors, your partners remembering to refer, their clients actually needing your service that at that moment. And let's be honest, no one prioritizes selling your business over their own. You also don't get to choose your clients. You might get sent amazing leads or ones who kind of fit your business, but drain your energy, demand discounts, and just aren't the right fit, which means you can't scale predictably. I mean, how would it sound if you tried telling your employees, hey guys, payroll's coming up. Let's all manifest some referrals this month. Let me know how that works for you. See, referral marketing is also a very founder-centric strategy. And in order to scale, we have to break free from you as the owner being the sole or best salesperson in your company. I mean, that is if your goal is to break past seven figures and build a business that thrives whether or not your networking is thinking about you. If that's what you would like, then you need something more reliable. You need a revenue engine, which is a structured, data-driven system that systematically acquires, converts, and expands client relationships to create predictable growth. Now, there's a lot of folks that throw that phrase around, especially in the B2B arena. So to be sure we're all on the same page, let me break down the five elements of a basic revenue engine. So the first element in any revenue engine is a targeted lead generation. This is your fuel intake. If you've ever tried running a business without a steady flow of ideal prospects, you know what it feels like to run on fumes. We're talking about attracting the right people, not just any people, using inbound content, strategic visibility, and focused outreach. Because let's be real, more leads aren't the answer if they're the wrong ones. Then you need a conversion architecture. This is your combustion chamber. You can have all the leads in the world, but if you don't have a structured way to turn them into clients, it's like pouring gas into an engine with no spark. A solid sales process reduces friction, proves your value, and makes the decision to say yes easy for your prospects. And as you start converting those leads to clients, you will need a value delivery system. Think of this as the power transmission. Once someone becomes a client, what ensures they stick around? If your service is inconsistent or clunky, all that effort bringing them in goes to waste. The best businesses build systems that deliver predictable, high-quality results, keeping clients happy and engaged for the long haul. And when you have happy clients who are receiving consistent value, you'll need a structured client expansion plan. This is your acceleration mechanism. See, scaling isn't just about getting more clients. It's about expanding the relationships with the clients you already have. I'm talking about upsells, cross sales, and retention strategies. This is where you take a satisfied client and turn them into a high value client. And high value clients become advocates of your brand, which makes them your perfect referral partner, which means you will need a system that produces referral amplification. This is your turbocharger. A well-tuned revenue engine naturally creates advocates who send you more business. But here's the key. You don't want to depend on referrals as your primary growth strategy. Instead, they should be the boost that accelerates everything else. When all these parts work together, your business doesn't just move, it flies. But if even one of these is broken or missing, you're going to find yourself stuck spinning your wheels. The good news is that building this system is not a guessing game. Each part of the system is a measurable metric, or has a measurable metric, I should say, so you can pinpoint exactly where to tweak better performance. And when everything works together, your business runs smoother, it grows faster, and best of all, you're not waking up to cold sweats wondering whether your next client is coming today or in a month from now. So if you're hearing this and thinking, all right, Buzz, you got me. How do I get started? Well, here's where I would begin. Step one requires that you define your perfectly profitable prospect, or what I call the P3P, because you don't just want more leads, you want the best leads. You want more of your best clients, the ones who pay well, stick around, and respect your expertise. That's who your revenue engine should be built around attracting. If you want to know how to identify your P3P, I break it down in season 10, episode 10, titled Breaking Through Visibility Growth Blockade. Once you have identified your P3P, you will need to establish a lead generation system, because when referrals dry up, you need at least one intentional lead generation channel to bridge that gap, whether that's LinkedIn outreach, strategic partnerships, or content marketing. Pick one though and master it. And once you have leads coming from from your lead generation, you need to be sure they don't fall to the wayside. That's why you need to create a repeatable sales process, which takes a lead from interested to signed contract efficiently. As you are getting started, these first three steps are crucial to master before you need to build out the back end of your revenue engine, which includes optimizing client retention and expansion, which I will cover in a future episode. Right now, it's time for you to take the first three steps. And that's if you're serious about breaking free. Here's the deal. If your goal is to stay small and keep things lifestyle friendly, you might be fine with a referral-based model. And there's no shame in that. But if you're serious about scaling beyond seven figures, you can't leave your growth to chance. You need a revenue engine. Something that runs even when you're not networking, even when your clients aren't actively sending you leads. And hey, if you're ready to take that next step, let's talk about what your next step looks like. Just visit buzzworthy.marketing/podcast and schedule a free 45-minute strategy session. I promise there are no pitches, just 45 minutes focused on getting you pointed in the right direction towards a predictably profitable future. And with that, I'm Buzz, reminding you that being boring is a choice. So stay buzzworthy.